The future of public transport has arrived in the Wellington suburb of Tawa. Metlink is trialling an on-demand bus service which can pick up and drop off passengers at virtual stops, many of which are at their doorstep. Our visual journalist Samuel Rilstone went along for the ride.
It's Uber meets buses here in Tawa. This is on-demand public transport. People can now use an app to order rides from buses operating without set routes between flexible pickup and drop-off locations. Virtual stops. Each ride is $2.50 regardless of distance. It's more expensive than a traditional bus trip, but Tawa Community Board Chair Robin Parkinson says it's worth it.
Given the level of service, the level of customisation of the service to the person, it picks you up so close to your house, it gives it such a short time frame that you have to wait, all those convenience factors that drive people into other, you know, non-public transport. It's like being chauffeured. That's what I felt like. It's like, wow, this is crazy. It takes all the stress out of it. It's great.
It's the brainchild of the Tawa Community Board and Greater Wellington Regional Council, a more accessible and efficient form of public transport for locals. Redwood and Linden train stations and Tawa's CBD are key stops during peak hours, while during off-peak, passengers can travel anywhere in Tawa. There are five of these 17-seat buses. They're small enough to travel into the hills of the suburb where traditional buses struggle. Parkinson says they are also a way to deal with congestion.
The traffic's gone crazy in Tawa. I think it's over the last year or two, it's gone up by about 20%, the traffic down the main road. We're now about 20,000 cars a day going down the main road. That kind of increase is unsustainable. Just can't do that. We have to change the way we move around our community. So this is it. As far as I'm concerned, this is fantastic.
Emissions reduction is also front of mind. These buses currently run on diesel, but Greater Wellington Transport Committee Chair Roger Blakely says following the trial, the plan is to have a fully electric fleet.
40% shift we want by the end of this decade, people out of their cars into public transport, walking or cycling. Now these buses will actually make it easy not to own a car, and so that's going to be a big game change, we think, towards reducing carbon emissions. So this is climate action we're part of here.
Greater Wellington Deputy Chair of Transport David Lee says the new service removes some of the accessibility struggles of traditional public transport.
First, having a wheelchair lift, which is able to take even your power chairs. In the past, it was a real struggle. You had to go to a third party to find that type of service from door to door. I think this is going to be the new normal for public transport.
Wellington City Councillor and local Tawa resident Jill Day says she has used the service multiple times since it began, and the convenience of door-to-door transport is a game changer.
Every time I've picked it up, it's been less than a two-minute walk from my front door, and at the end it's actually dropped me off at my door each time. And when it's raining, it's really pleasant. Each trip is a little bit different, and that actually keeps life interesting.
The trial began exclusively in Tawa this week and will run for the next year.